think I've been doing an okay job on keeping up on everything, but if I haven't, just yell at me and reach back out and we'll get you taken care of.
Also, please work through your admin, you know, there are some assumptions that have to be made as far as what projects, you know, projects we're holding. I can assure you that the finance team just isn't throwing a dart at a board and picking projects that get funded and that don't. There are decisions that are being made in order to help from this cash flow perspective, so work with your admins. If delays, if you're concerned about delays, and what that does to your overall schedule, scope, budget, please summarize those, and that will be used to help kind of better understand where we are from a financial perspective.
Real quick, Margaret, before you leave as well, so POs that are coming for, this is just specifically transportation funding, so if we have state funding, private grants, that shouldn't impact our PO.
I wouldn't say that either, because just all of those, I mean, if there's always rules with the different allocations and how much is left, I mean, I don't want to give a blanket statement. I know we've worked with a lot of special funding, you know, so if the funding is in place and there, then yes, but if we're really not another allocation or a council would pass and get more, you know, I just don't want to say.
Yeah, the funding should be there for the timeline.
But yeah, generally transportation is the problem child.
Yeah. Can you update us as we go? I know last year we took stuff to board in March, April, and didn't get POs till December, so it impacts our schedule and deliverables.
So. Right, and so that was the case where we're waiting on council to approve allocating the money, and then
sure.
We can issue a PO. So if that's happening now, you know, I don't think there's any this project that we've identified that would have that happen yet, but when we do,
so before we get started again, you know, before I took this role and, you know, we have every deputy director up here and kind of explain that, you know, the CIP is important. I think Dave probably said it, you know, 100 times. I never really, I don't want to say didn't believe the people that were sitting in this role, how important the updated dates and times and schedules and costs actually are. And a lot of times I looked at it like, oh, this is just busy work at the end of the day. You know, we need to make sure we got our projects bid and constructed. That is far from the truth. There are a lot of decisions that are made based upon the data that's in the CIP. I know it's a pain in the ass. It seems like we're asking you to track every little thing, but that information is being used to make decisions. And I just want to stress to you guys that the better the data is that's in the CIP, the less likely myself or Shannon or Jason or John is going to call you guys up and say, what's the status of this project or what do we have going on? Because we're constantly have you know, outreach staff asking us questions, and if we can rely on the data that's in the CIP, it cuts down on us having to go to you guys for individual updates. Again, I know it's a pain in the ass, and there are a lot of things that we're asking you guys to do. Just please, you know, we're giving you an opportunity, particularly this last meeting that was scheduled before, we canceled it. You know, there's been a number of updates that have been sent out, that Dana has sent out to say, hey, make sure your dates and everything are right. The one thing that I think we want to continue to do is have these meetings. I know we, for a while, started canceling these and they weren't on a reoccurring basis. At a minimum, I think at least for lack of a better term, forces you guys to update your data. Otherwise, we'll sit through here and see, you know, projects that are red or yellow, and then we start asking you guys questions, and then we have to start to think about excuses on why projects are not the correct color. So, again, appreciate everybody, you know, being here, and we can get started. This is a 14-month bid list. You know, we only have about a half hour, so obviously we're not going to make it all the way through. Just kind of wanted to highlight some things. So, you know, on the first page, there's a couple inconsistencies on some of our USC dates. We've got some, for instance, that very first project at AL25365. Kevin, I'm not calling you out, but in this particular instance, there's an engineer's estimate under the USC for the inspection. I think while it's green, the project itself is green, I think that engineer's estimate should probably be moved to obligated at this point. So again, just little things like that. Jeff Dieterlin ran a cheat sheet for me that kind of goes through and shows some of these inconsistencies, so it makes it a lot easier for me to look through here versus you guys trying to, as a project manager, I remember sitting out here and trying to figure out what do I need to change to make this thing green instead of red, and that's not what we want you to do. We want to make sure that we've got dates that are better, in fact, correct, and the individual entries are, in fact, correct as well. CL-44-06, another situation here. We've got under the tree removal component, we're showing an obligated date of February 14th, yet with that tree removal contract, we've got engineer's estimate dates for 2/19/2024 and 2/23/2024, so those dates, another example of dates that need to get updated there. Probably skip down to why don't we just start with February? Some of these other things, projects that have bid, I think, again, make sure, mostly for Jason guys, make sure that these dates are correct. And if on the design side, if some of the dates are incorrect, I think we need to make sure that those get updated as well. So starting February 2024, the VM-19-085, that's Emerson Avenue over Post Run. I think that bid.
That one did bid
milestone,
last.
That was about 100. I think that came in about 140,000 over the engineer's estimate, which in the overall grand scheme of things, based upon what Margaret told us, that 140 is not a big deal, not compared to the next project. VM-24-114 at 16th Street over White River. Kevin, I think you inherited that bad boy.
Yes, I did.
This is the one that came in about $5 million over the engineer's estimate, I believe.
Yes.
And talk to Keith. Sometimes we get people that ask, well, just rebid it, and we've thought, well, what does that do? I guess we could rebid it, we could bump the engineer's estimate up higher, and then say that, hey, we had a bid that came in under the engineer's estimate, but at the end of the day, I don't think that there was any value engineering that could have occurred as part of the job. And so we're kind of stuck with the price there. So we went ahead and Keith had reached out to NDOT, looked at some of the quantities and line items to see, if everything seemed to be in line, and that did seem to be the case. So unfortunately, I think we're a little short on that one. So that's a large amount to try to make up. So hopefully, we're able to figure that out.
Are we asking the MPO for more funding for that, or?
There's the potential. So that was part of that discussion yesterday as well, because there are going to be some projects that are kind of in limbo. I know anytime that we ask for additional dollars, particularly participation, we get a lot of pushback from the other LPAs. It seems to be that, unfortunately, when I was sitting in this room, it seems like Indianapolis, we tend to get a lot of projects awarded. I think this last go around, 40% of the overall dollars associated with the call for projects we actually received. So it does feel like it's always City of Indianapolis versus Fishers. I know Gary Poole has always been very vocal when it comes to everybody's fighting for their fair share. So that is something that we could potentially go after, but haven't really broached that at this point in time with them. PA 25, so we're on page 4. This, and this may be slightly different because I ran, I think Dana sent out a new one here around 2 o'clock, so hopefully these didn't change order or anything. But PA 25003, Focus on Trail, phase 2 and 3.
Update, the construction activities of that is delayed. Bill has updated that date due to CSX public project negotiations and one parcel condemnation. We're looking to get it out in probably August. It's kind of as soon as all that's done.
Phase
2 is moving. So this is the one that also finance had me keep everything all in one, and it's real messy in the CIP, but phase 3 is activity I.
Okay.
Design inspection is all under one contract for both phases.
I know Bill isn't here. Just make sure that any deviations that he's at least noting things in the journal. I think that's also very helpful for us when we're going through and trying to tell that narrative on why things have moved or changed or whatever.
Sure.
STU 34041, I think that one was also successfully bid. I think Calumet was the low on that one. We were, $220,000-ish over the engineer's estimate on that particular project. So I think we're going to be good. But it's my way home currently, so I'm pumped about seeing an improvement out there. Not pumped about the intersection having to be closed during construction, but whatever. It's part of the gig.
Let me explain to you how construction works.
I want it open and I want it constructed.
Do you want me to get a PIO to come and talk to you?
Yes.
Quick question on that. We keep so Andrew has updated me on all these projects because he thought there was a virtual thing I see, but do we keep construction activities as obligated funding until substantial of our final completion? Is that how that works?
Say that again.
So construction activities, maybe this is a David question, Jason. When a bid is awarded for a project, we can update the total amount, but that remains obligated until final completion walkthrough, right? Okay.
And then switching it to, you're saying,
then you switch it to actual, but we update the amount. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, we thought.
And
as change orders take place as well.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Correct. He's going to go with inspection, though, right? It turns actual.
Once you have it approved.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we should be consistent, though, on how that.
Construction fluctuates as you get change orders in and out, right? But we update the bid amount. So if it bid $2 million instead of $1.8 million, right? That number gets updated, just final completion, sign-off total amount. Because sometimes you get money back and sometimes
right. We
don't.
What about that number doesn't just update as those numbers change?
What's that?
Yeah, why doesn't the number... GT 15001 Eagle Creek Greenway phase B1635
Part A. Yeah, so this was originally one that MPO and NDOT, due to the needing to update the iron tip amount, and Federal Highway was not quick enough to get a response back, so we were asked to push this bid and update all the contract documents to May. That hasn't been updated. Andrew has updated that.
I think this project dates back to when
David Warden was the project manager at one point.
Tree was a project manager. Maybe Casey Cook. So this is one of
those.
Not
to say we didn't have to clean up those plans.
Yeah,
I didn't even have any.
We're getting it done finally. Everybody's happy.
LD 10006 Rocky Ripple Levy Review Analysis and Rehab. Mike, you got anything to say about that?
On time, on budget.
Why is there? I updated the other dates.
That was a trick we used to do when we didn't want to do projects. We just put people's names in there that are no longer here, so maybe that's.
You see the headache you used to cause you about that?
SD 04069 Holly Creek Regional Detention Basin.
Yeah, some Collins out, but he has the advertisement out and the pre-construction bid meeting set up for a couple weeks out from now.
Thank you. SD 22101 Thoroughfare Drainage Improvements Area 2.
Yeah, Matt couldn't make it, but we were on track for that 3/28 bidding, and pre-bid is scheduled, and good to go.
Okay. Just take a look at that obligated under the finish date there, okay. The 2/8/2024.
We'll get that updated.
SD 05 058 79 and Dean Roundabout.
Yes, everything's in the NDOT for letting. I know that we are getting nervous waiting for utility relocations to start, even though NTPs were issued just before Christmas last year.
So one thing that came up in our admin meeting, and Justin, I know you're aware of this, the issue with the maintenance of traffic and the intersection being closed down and the potential that people could utilize a couple of the neighborhoods as cut through. I know that in the past, we've had contractors, and I think part of this MOT, they're going to put type threes and kind of stagger them at the intersection.
Yep.
Because this is a federally funded project, we've been asked whether or not we could ask the contractor, and here I am encouraging an additional cost when I just told you we didn't have any money, so I apologize for doing that at this point. But the question has been asked if we could have the contractor provide temporary maintenance of traffic, traffic calming, AKA temporary speed humps installed. But because it's federally funded, my guess is it would be a non-participatory item and would be a Z item. Mm-hmm. Is that track with Bob or Dave or somebody? Does that track with what you think, how that would be handled?
We did have temporary speed humps on
Central.
I think that we still
know those.
They disappeared.
Okay. Yeah, they were disposed of.
Jamie had been working on some of these temporary bolt down traffic calming thing, so he may be able to.
We've got a city vendor set up now.
Well, then that might, we just need to think through that, because that was a commitment that we had made with that neighborhood. Upon, it wasn't a commitment that we were going to immediately put them in, but we were going to evaluate the. I think most of the problem has nothing to do with the construction, everything to do with some other things going on there, but that might be something I need to circle back with you, Justin, on.
Well, and for transparency as well, I believe that Councilor Boots has been engaged by Zach Adamson to there's another neighborhood on the northwest quadrant that's completely private roadways that also want barricades in place, so yay for us.
ST 23086 NDOT North Split Construction Area and Detour. Lisa, I don't know if you.
It's on the March letting. It is what it is. NDOT's money. NDOT's. It's scheduled for a November completion date.
Okay.
So.
That was the one that included West Street as well, right?
Yes, yeah. that's about 9 different streets. Yeah.
Okay. Going into April, we've got VR 43001 Mendenhall Road over Goose Creek.
Yeah, that one actually got pushed back. I changed that earlier today, but we're pushing it back to fall November letting for two reasons: get utility time to get in there and move their utilities this year with construction next year. And also, we had talked with Monty about that earlier in the week as far as that it pushes some of that funding back. So,
okay. Again, if you can, any of that you want to memorialize in the CIP, welcome the additional comments that you have. When I first saw this, I saw Chris Ogg on here, and I was like, is Chris involved in this project? And then I.
Yes, it's one of those that's been around for a while.
Okay. CL 12045 small structure replacement, 4422 East 56th Street.
That's good. It's good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go.
RS 24002 residential street resurfacing program by Ops.
Yeah, no real update with them yet.
I know that they were getting their equipment serviced and all
that. Yes, we're waiting for their paper to get back, and I believe their first location is going to be that Carrollton. That's the only one that I really have confirmed with them. So.
Okay. That one, again, we kind of track that because there's a component. Jamie does a great job of managing the ops guys and trying to herd those cats, and appreciate you doing that. I know that these resurfacing projects are the ones that, you know, people see, and again, appreciate you doing that. SD 24047 stormwater jack.
So we have a scoping meeting for our first assignment next week. We're just waiting for contracts to get executed, and then we'll get started on that. So hoping that one's going to be April.
That may be one that I don't know how the finance folks budget for those particular assignments. You know, it looks like the total amount budgeted, you know, is $500,000. Do you have an anticipated, like, stuff that you're going to give them initially? Do you know what that looks like from a financial perspective?
We have a list. I don't think we have full dollars put to those yet. We have some estimates, but not a full amount.
Okay.
And this is a separate, these are separate funds from what was in the transportation bill.
Where are you at, Nathan? You're bouncing around.
Page 6.
Okay.
I think it's our page 5.
Because we've your page 5.
Okay. So, like, wait a minute. Yeah, so it is.
Okay, well, sorry, guys. We'll figure this out next time. SD 22092, rehab area 1.
So, the one for April on this one, Nick's apparently getting married or something like that, but anyways, this is for activity D for Acton Road that is targeting a April 25th bid. However, the 90% review is ongoing, so when those review comments are satisfied, you know, they will be able to reassess that.
It's saying paper rehab maze from Shelbyville to Acton.
So there are three segments. There is Mays Road and Carroll Road, which were an earlier construction activity.
Okay. Okay.
And then Acton Road was delayed because it was reconstruction.
And it is Acton an FDR job?
Acton is not an FDR. It's a full depth reconstruction. The FDR was on Mays and Carroll, which those issues, I believe that there's a plan to move forward with those, correct? Question mark?
An idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if a plan is.
Okay.
Okay, I was just making sure that TR 24006 2024 intersection safety. This is a placeholder. Jill, I think this is our placeholder for $1 million. I think Jamie's advocating that we
reduce a little bit. We can buy Justin some speed humps with part of it, and
okay.
then Tucker is going to remind me regularly to get my list together so that we can spend that.
Get your list together.
Thank you.
The sooner that we can get, so Monty has agreed to help add projects. We need to add them. The sooner we can get projects in and that placeholder drop down, I feel like the less likely we will take that money away. So.
I've been working on my list for a year. that is how this happens.
I totally get it.
I have to like take a day where I turn off all of the phones and emails and keep to get that.
Yeah. Remind me when you do that.
I can't. I won't have my phone.
May 2024, BK 25039 Monument Circle. This is our annual brick repair stuff. Ben?
No real updates. That is, all the dates are my corona hit, so.
Have we identified areas yet, or is that part of this, or?
I think we're going to wait until we finish which should be within the next couple weeks, and then see what we can get done, and then see what else falls apart.
Yeah, it drives me crazy to see how much we spend on brick repair on an annual basis. BM 25182 Union Station Bridge Rehab. John's obviously not here. I've been involved in the periphery of this. This is kind of a mess. We'll just leave it at that. CL 20045 is going to small culvert repair.
This one's basically 95% done with the design. We're just waiting on permits to wrap up, and I don't anticipate it moving bid date at this time.
And dollar figures are as good as they can be.
Yeah.
Countywide is sidewalk displacement program, aka tripper contracts.
That one's, everything's fine. We just moved it out to May because the other contract should be finished up by then.
Do we do design?
It's an in-house design. It's not really a design, but it's put in there just for tracking purposes.
Okay. On that design, it's listed as proposed, but it had a 2-1 start date, so you just make that a...
Those have all been updated.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is there still only one company that does that precision? Yeah.
Yes.
I would say next page, but you know, this is all messed up, and so you're probably not switching pages yet. But GT 32001 Pleasant Run Greenway. Phase 1.
This has been bumped out several times. QAQC with the 90% submittal was not amazing. We've asked for essentially a resubmission and are still pending over a month overdue on other additional missing items. So we are moving forward. That's basically what I know at this time.
Are we expecting the 90% resubmittal today?
That I don't know. I don't know.
So anyways,
Nick is out getting married.
so it's just
this
not
is a big picture.
This project's just not happening.
But
anytime soon.
We have delayed bid for over a year and a half on this. I would say 2 months of that is on us, but it's a bigger conversation that we are having.
Is the other
that same one, same team.
Yep.
I'm happy to discuss it outside of consultant name. Sorry.
So you don't anticipate actually
this isn't gonna bid on May 16th.
No, it probably would be, no. We're hopeful we're to get it out in March.
And was this, how, remind me how this was funded?
This is Circle City Forward, ARPA.
And is there, are there concerns that if it gets pushed, what's the date?
I've been told by Lauren there are no statutes on spend down dates.
Okay.
So when we figure out what that new date is, Owen,
that's what I thought.
Make sure you let BLN know so they can plan accordingly, because, you know, they probably have somebody assigned to this project, right? So
yeah.
Planning to start, if they don't have this job to start on, then they got to put them somewhere else.
Yeah, I get it. We get it.
All right. I was just thinking that's for Owen, but I know you got it.
You hear that, Noah?
Yeah.
All right, good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So that's a great example of kind of some of the unintended consequences of shoving projects out. Is, you know, we put out an RFQ, we select in this instance selected an inspection consultant. They got people lined up. You know, you got people excited to do the work. Maybe they even hire. You know, this isn't a huge job, but maybe a huge job. They actually hire somebody, and then all of a sudden we're like, We're joking, guys. We'll construct this next year. That kind of puts our consultant teams at a disadvantage sometimes. So I know a lot of the stuff is beyond our control. But again, just pointing out some of the unintended consequences associated with that.
Yeah, I think moving forward, I think it would be helpful to have some type of a review for firms, similar to what NDOT does, right? Like, you get a rating and a qualification so that when we make selections via an RFQ and those selections get overpowered or other decisions are made, that there's some information to back up our decisions of why we said no to this and yes to these.
Yeah, I mean, until that happens, I think the best we can do at this point is when you do have those design challenges or inspection challenges or whatever, make sure that they're well documented and the team associated with the RFQ review knows the issues. I'm not saying that didn't happen here, but I...
Yeah, we keep everybody down to the program managers now.
SD 04068, Haverston Regional Detention Basin.
All good to go. 90%, 100% plans submitted, I think, in a week. So good.
Good deal.
It's likely getting caught up, though, because of land act. Haverstick.
AJ Brown, 3 of Keystone Drainage Improvement.
This one's good to go. We got the water lines relocating in April, so we're going to be bidding shortly after that, sometime in the May time frame.
SD 23062, Farley and Top Creeks Drainage Improvements.
So this one is good to go as well. All the plans have been obtained, final tracing submitted. The date's looking at 5-2 right now. We're working on the right to get right of entry, get trees clearing, that's on track. And then we're working on temporary easement for construction access, and that's on track as well.
Okay.
So tree clearing before 4-1?
Yeah. He says it's on track. I think Jim is following.
SD 23100, Thoroughfare Drainage Improvement Program 2023.
This is Kentucky Avenue. I was instructed by Monty to not assign, or at least to not move forward with a bid date just yet until we know when said bond issue is coming through. But we also received a complaint from the lead of NDOT Hydraulics recently during a rainstorm about how the entire roadway was flooded near Holt Road, which is like halfway through the project. And so we are working with the designer on this to see what we can do. We're seeing what appetite there is for for a stormwater project to acquire right-of-way. I know Chad has been trying to get a hold of Shannon on that. So there's a little bit
I'll
up in the air.
I'll take responsibility for that very much.
Oh.
You don't have to, I'll take that bus from Shannon.
Okay, well that's good. I didn't know line of, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I'm coordinating with Chad on this.
Perfect,
right.
Perfect. So yeah, I mean, so there are a few things that could delay this out. However, we don't have an idea as to what we're even doing yet.
Okay, well.
But I'm not confident that that date is going to happen. But the project is basically at 100%. We just need to do CIV and approve work plans. Otherwise, if it continues as it is today.
Is there any concerns if that project was delayed that design plans would get stale and we would have to update things if that got moved, I guess?
No, not with the scope. I mean, we are doing quite a bit of reconstruction on the project, so, I mean, utility conflicts would need to be reassessed if it got pushed out, when it gets pushed out.
Maybe we'll approach NDOT and see if they want to take back Kentucky Avenue. going into July, BM 30.
Can we talk about that one a little bit more? So I'm confused. It says RFQ 229-2024 for inspection, but then it says DLT. So are they time travelers or am I not?
July, BM 13074, Shadeland Avenue over Fall Creek.
That thing is just a placeholder, John.
Yeah, that one's going to be handled under the JOC in 2025. So we pushed that one out earlier today.
Again, please, if it got moved, make a note in the journal on that. BM 24115 16th Street, Mark Luther King.
Yep, we're on track for a July letting. 90% plans are due end of March. I know the consultant has been working on utility coordination and getting the plans together, so no concerns on that right now.
Does that actually, I know we were talking about removal of that little leg. Is that something that's going to happen, the Brighton Boulevard?
Yeah, that's still within the scope of work. Yeah.
CL45066, small structure replacement.
The permits are all approved and the design is substantially complete on this. There are some issues with some costly relocations and utility lines, so we're currently working through that right now.
Is that the utility lines that you said are costly? Is that
Duke?
Are they within easements that we are having?
Okay. Yes.
So we are having discussions with CEG. They're on a different calendar than we are from a financial perspective, but they're looking through upcoming projects. This is another example of what we use the CIP for. They're pricing out what their anticipated relocation costs are. They've got, I think they typically budget, at least on the water side, $2 million. For relocations on their end, based upon the program that we provided to them last month, they anticipated like $6 million worth of relocations that needed to happen on our projects. So we're going through an exercise to figure out, are our projects actually happening? In that particular instance, it's not really a us problem, it's a their problem, but if they don't move, that becomes an us problem. Again, another example of making sure our dates are in fact correct in the CIP. Let's go through a couple more. We're approaching 4 o'clock. Kirkenberg.
Yeah, this one is water main relocations are supposed to start in April. design's essentially complete, just got a few things to clean up to get it bid ready. Citizens did contact me about, you know, their fiscal year. They thought this could be spread between the two, so I don't know if that's come up in your conversation.
It has, yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, when they talk about he mentioned Kirkenburg, did not mention anything else, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big neighborhood project, so the only thing I could even think in the back of my mind is if they, like, relocated in one area and then they could finish up in October to spread it over the 2 years, but I know we're not a huge fan with starting without everything being
sure.
done.
Sure, yeah. Well, again, those may be discussions that we have to kind of figure out. SQ 1705-2, 29th Street, 30th Street, 2A conversion.
Pass.
Yeah, I know.
No, from a design perspective, everything's going fine. They submitted their 90%, but we had a lot of comments, so they're going to resubmit 90%, roughly March 14th, plus maybe slightly a couple days earlier. The complexity with this comes down to our construction schedule and what we will or will not do to humor the Children's Museum, because they had a panic attack when the RAISE grant was made known about Illinois Capital going to 2A, so we were working with Structure Point who did the 2A conversion of the RAISE projects to do a more comprehensive traffic study. They expect to have the results of that sometime at the very beginning of March or at the very end of February. Both ASI and Children's Museum hired a BF&S to represent their concerns with traffic. Both BF&S and ASI both feel strongly that there should be no problems, and so I've directed Hanson as a designer that there's nothing they need to be too worried about changing. But we'll just need to understand, like, what can we push back on with the Children's Museum, because segments of it, they, you know, specifically right by the museum, they don't want any work happening at all in 2025, and then there are other stretches of it they don't want happening for half the year of 2025. So that would really put us in a bind when we're going to bid in July. So these are more political discussions that need to happen with the Children's Museum, and I don't, and as you know, I'm kind of looking to you or Brandon, and then Gretchen has a relationship a bit with them too, and she's going to be talking with them.
Yeah,
too,
we'll need to talk through schedule, and we were also having discussions with Indigo, because they were really the reason why we were even considering the conversions to begin with. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's something that will require further discussions. Duratherm pavement markings, cultural trail, these are placeholders. Hector ran with these previously. Those are all kind of in-house design. You know, we spend a lot of money on these. I think from a traffic perspective, we've had some thoughts, like, are the existing cultural trail crossings as noticeable as they should be? I continue to try to convince people we should not do the decorative crossings and just do standard crossings here, but that discussion never goes anywhere, so we'll continue to have those discussions, and maybe we can save some money on those. TR 230-68, 38th Street corridor, traffic calming, Gretchen, this is red, what the heck? Just for a bit of background,
I'm waiting for a 2017.
This was my project. I dropped the ball about 27 times. Somehow Gretchen's name appeared. I didn't put it there. I don't know. Jill and Gretchen were going to arm wrestle over who's
name. Why I'm doing a traffic study. I don't know.
Okay. I think we could stop. You know, we're past four. I'll make it a point to be a little organized when it comes to this meeting. We've got some things to kind of work out. I think the next, we're trying to do these every other month. I'll check to see if we've got that scheduled out. But again, we can't need to hammer in that we need to make sure dates and
change some dollar amounts and all that stuff.
Hey, everybody, make them talk.
Yeah, please make sure dates and dollar amounts are correct. Appreciate everybody coming. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.